SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Did you know that your Wi-Fi router could be limiting your internet speeds, especially if it's more than 5 years old? For setup tips on how to get the best out of your NBN connection, visit nbn.com.au/checkyoursetup.
You're listening to SBS News.
In Europe, they're sweltering through the end of a spring season that already feels like summer. Rachel Harries is visiting France and says it's not been a pleasant experience.
This is quite uncomfortable. Well, you know, it's hard to walk and explore in this weather.
Asia has also been experiencing heat waves. Dr. Saeeda Samrazidi is a physician at Indus Hospital Clinic in Pakistan on Karachi's Baba Island. The island is a centuries-old coastal settlement of around 25,000 people.
Because of the extreme heat and harsh weather conditions here, women have to travel long distances just to fetch water. Naturally, this creates even more difficulties during their pregnancy and increases health risks for both the mother and the baby. Due to the lack of proper prenatal care, many babies are born malnourished and unhealthy. In some cases, they are born prematurely or with low birth weight. In addition, many of these children suffer from anemia, vitamin D deficiency, and other health complications.
The World Meteorological Organization has produced a report with the UK Met Office that has found such scenarios are no surprise. Melissa Seabrook is the report's co-author.
This is a confirmation of kind of what we already knew. There's very clear evidence that the climate is warming and that the global average temperature is continuing to rise.
The report predicts global temperatures over the next 5 years based on the averaging of about 200 runs of computer simulations using 13 different climate models from various countries. The climate predictions forecast a high likelihood of more speeded up warming through to 2030. Dr. Seabrook says it's becoming clear the Paris Climate Agreement is not likely to hold.
It's very likely, so an 86% chance, the one in the next 5 years will set a new record, which is currently 2024. And there's a 91% chance that the global average temperature will exceed 1.5 degrees for at least 1 year in the next five.
The WMO anticipates dangerous drought with potential wildfires for the Amazon, a crucial part of Earth's natural defences against human-caused climate change. Dr. Seabrook says the Arctic is also at play.
The warming of the Arctic can cause quite significant impacts on weather systems as well. So the kind of cold Arctic temperatures kind of act as a barrier for the high up atmospheric winds in the polar vortex. And if these are disrupted by the warming of the Arctic, this could potentially disrupt the polar vortex and could bring more severe weather events, especially to kind of northern latitudes.
Johann Rockström is the director of the Potsdam Institute for Climate Impact Research in Germany. He says there's been a kind of narrowing of the futures where it cannot be as bad as once thought, but also not as good as they'd hoped. Dr. Seabrook says the WMO report reaches a similar conclusion. She says there have been gains in the fight to curb climate change, which have dialed back the most catastrophic of future heating. She says there must be even more done.
And then, although it's not specifically covered in this report, there is scientific discussion around whether the warming rate is accelerating. But the one thing that is very clear is that global temperatures will continue to rise unless urgent action is taken.
Deborah Grok, SBS News.
Did you know that distance and physical barriers, especially common in larger or multi-storey homes, can reduce the strength of your Wi-Fi signal and slow down your internet? For setup tips on how to get the best out of your NBN connection, visit nbn.com.au/checkyoursetup.